We have some guests here in studio, Dr. Bill Hakus and Sean English, and they're here to talk about the Henry Ford Hospital First Trauma Recovery Center in Michigan. And this past Saturday was the second annual Trauma Survivors Celebration Run and Walk. And a big keynote speaker at that run walk was Sean English. And Detroiters, they know you from your heroic story. But in case they don't and they're listening right now, just briefly tell us about your journey.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today. In 2017, I was hit by an impaired driver and I lost my right leg below the knee when I was trying to help an accident. And I was rushed to Henry Ford, and Henry Ford saved my life. And if it wasn't for Henry Ford, I don't know if I'd be here today, and I don't know if I would have the confidence to talk here today. So yeah, that 5K was awesome. It was a great way to thank the men and women who helped me get to where I am today.
And Dr. Hakus, I mean, his journey has been amazing, but he inspires others, especially on Saturday.
Yeah, he certainly did. And one of the things that we are trying to acknowledge and recognize is all the hard work and dedication, resiliency that people like Sean go through after something traumatic like this. And not only them, but their families. I mean, this is a life-changing event. And we really wanted it to be a day to celebrate that journey and celebrate those who have gone through it, and use that as a way to encourage others who are maybe going through it right now, because it is such an important part of their lives and something that they could really draw off of. So Sean came out, did an awesome job. We were all so excited to have him there, and he really was inspirational in his comments, and watching him cross that finish line was really exciting.
Dr. Hakus, could you explain how the Trauma Recovery Center differs from a traditional mental health facility?
Sure. So the idea is that typically patients who have mental health disorders or need some care there will get a referral from their primary care physician or a specialist and make an appointment and go see somebody. And we all know that's becoming more and more difficult these days. We have a huge shortage in mental health providers. Insurance coverages oftentimes make that challenging. And even if patients could get appointments, they're oftentimes waiting months and months to get in to see somebody, which after a traumatic event, you know, those months are critical, and that can be too long to wait. And so the idea behind the Trauma Recovery Center is to centralize all of these services, that when patients enter the hospital, we can enroll them in the program. We can help them meet with peer mentors who have already been through something similar to discuss shared experiences and encourage one another, and then get them plugged in with our own behavioral health specialists, so that those services aren't missed, aren't dropped, aren't lacking in the time it takes to get them what they need to help them recover.
Sean, you've embarked on a career in broadcast news, and certainly on the face of things, it looks like everything's in order. And but in terms of trauma recovery, how long is that road? And are there still things to work on, even, you know, 6-7 years out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the fun answer is, you know, there is a finish line, but the real answer is there isn't. You know, it's a continuous process, and it goes the same way for everyone out there. Everyone has hard times, and you have to continuously work on yourself to become the person that you want to be. It doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen in 1 year or 2 years. It's hard work and dedication, and it's a lot of other people. This is not just me. This is my family, my friends, the support group, the people that are listening here today that have helped me along the way. So yeah, the fun answer is, you know, it takes 2 years, but the real answer is it's an ongoing battle for the rest of your life.
And as part of your story, you not only suffered your own life-changing injury, you also watched a man die. There was a doctor alongside you that was trying to render aid at that accident site, and he was killed.
Yeah, and I think about that every single day. Dr. Cynthia Ray was a hero, and she worked at Henry Ford, and then I got rushed to Henry Ford, and it was a full circle moment where I became a part of a family. And another full circle moment is my sister wanted to be an ER nurse after seeing the help that I received. So she works in the same ER that I was rushed to at Henry Ford.
So a lot of ripples, good and bad.
Yeah. You can't make this story up. I tell it and I get the shivers on my arms just thinking about it. So, it's really full circle, but again, I wouldn't be here without Henry Ford.
You lost your foot, but you walked in here with the prosthetic, and I know you walk into the Henry Ford Hospitals to try and inspire others. That's got to be big. Either of you can answer this, Dr. Hakus or Sean.
Yeah, I'll jump in first. It's really cool. I get to show a part of my body with my prosthetic leg, and I get to inspire others just by walking. And it's kind of funny, the bar's on the ground a little bit, whereas people see me walking around, and they're like, oh, you're doing so well, but you know, I run, I play basketball, I ran a little bit in the 5K only when people could see me, and then I was walking on the other parts. But yeah, it's a really cool opportunity for me to help other people just by living my life, and I don't really need to try. I just put a smile on, and that's what I am. It's just genuine.
And I think that's why people like Sean are so helpful in the recovery process, because when something like this happens, your life changes instantly. And you've probably never given thought to what's life like with a prosthesis, or, you know, how am I going to get around? And when you're laying there in that hospital bed, it can seem pretty hopeless and pretty dire. And to see somebody like Sean come in and be able to relate to them and say, you know, I was there and I know what you're going through, and it's going to be hard, it's going to be tough, but you can do it just like I did it. And that's incredibly uplifting, incredibly inspiring to those folks. And that's what we're hoping to do, is connect more people like Sean with some of our current trauma patients to help them kind of get started right away, to help them get the right mindset that yeah, they do have the resiliency to be able to recover mm-hmm. from this.
Dr. Hickes, you are a orthopedic surgeon, but there are psychological challenges that a lot of trauma patients have to deal with. Talk about that.
It's incredibly common. And when you think about things like the anxiety about when am I going to get back to work and how am I going to provide for my family, or the depression of I used to be able to be active and do all these things and now I can't, and the post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, all of these things are really common in trauma patients. And one of the real problems from my side is that we would see it very frequently. There'd be a patient in your office, their bones were healing, the incisions were healing, all that stuff looked good, but you could tell they were struggling. Mm-hmm. And the frustrating thing as a clinician mm-hmm. is that you didn't have anything to offer them. There were no resources available other than to say, well, I hope you can find a counselor, I hope you can find somebody to support mm-hmm. you. And I'm really excited about having this trauma recovery center, because now for the first time, we have something tangible we can offer them. We can say, look, there's a program here that exists to help people just like you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you in touch with the director. They're going to get you in touch with some peer mentors and some other professional health, mental health professionals. And it really is satisfying that you now can actually do something to help cure that side of their recovery.
So it's a comprehensive approach. You're treating the whole person, and it's a holistic rather than just fixing bones and tissue. But I got to ask you, you kind of touched on it there. We don't have a lot of professionals right now in that sphere. There's a shortage of them. So tell folks what you need.
Yeah, we need lots of help. We need volunteers and survivors like Sean that would be willing to come back and tell their story and meet with other trauma patients as peer mentors. We're looking for social workers and mental health professionals, and we're looking for pretty much people who have a heart for this kind of work that would be willing to come get involved and help us to build something new. And if people have the passion, they have the interest, we can find a place to get them plugged in.
Lawmakers recently allocated $4 million in federal funds to the establishment of programs like this, and Henry Ford's going to get some of that money. But trauma is different for everyone, right? Sometimes you can't even define trauma. So how do you help those people?
I think a lot of it is just making it known that that this is real. This is important. I think a lot of people downplay it and they try to do it on their own. And I think that as we raise awareness of the program, we can hopefully raise awareness of the need for trauma patients. And it doesn't necessarily have to mean a huge car accident. It can be, you know, somebody who fell off a ladder, or maybe it's somebody involved in domestic violence situations or sexual assault or a wide variety of things. And so we're, as part of our process, we're trying to educate all of our other providers in the health system to be on the lookout for things like this, that they can then let patients know that this is important to their healing and their recovery, and get them plugged in with us as well.
Sean, the event, the Trauma Survivors Celebration Run Walk that happened over the weekend, I mean, how do you see that contributing to the healing process and like bringing together the community as well?
That's a great question. And it's just a community. That's what it is. This is a group of individuals that know each other at work and have operated on these patients, but we come together in this family and community type atmosphere, and it's really, really cool to see the success that other people are doing, because it makes you want to, it's contagious, right? I drove by the accident scene to get to that event, and it's emotional I drove by it this morning. It's emotional every time to do that. But when I get to look the men and the women who saved my life and shake their hand and run side by side with them and oh, let's have a fun day. We're here in Detroit. We're all healthy. We're at Belle Isle on this beautiful event, celebrating this trauma recovery center that will be the first in Michigan's history. It was just awesome, and it's just a community, and it made it so easy to be there.
What's your best advice to someone that is still struggling with post-traumatic issues after something like what you sustained?
Best advice, I have a lot. I don't think I could be here rattling it all off, but the best advice that I have is nobody's perfect, and the worst thing that I hear is that everything's going to be okay. I don't like when people say that, because it puts the focus on the destination instead of the journey. And the journey's a tough one. You know, there are going to be days where it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard days. There's going to be stress. You got to put your nose in the dirt, and you got to get grinding and working. And I think that's the best advice, is fall in love with the grind, and you will see the success. If you want to be successful, you got to put in the hours. It's like anything. And the same goes for mental health and trauma recovery.
All right. Put
Sean
that
English,
on a, put that
are,
on a t-shirt.
Yeah, man.
Fall in love,
yes,
with the grind. What you, what smart, smart words.
And
thank
he's
you.
He's an aspiring motivational speaker. You could see
you
it.
You can tell.
You could totally see it.
I am, yes.
Good luck to you and in local news. I have some background in local news, so good luck to you in the grind there, too.
I have heard that. Maybe we can be in touch so I can be more here at local instead of in Indiana.
It's a fun grind.
Yeah. Well, Sean English and Dr. Bill Hakus, thank you for joining us. This is an important topic, another novel thing that Henry Ford is doing for our community. So thank you to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Stick with us on JR Morning.
You know, the spring temps, they're unpredictable for sure. We're going to have 80s by Wednesday, and no one wants to get stuck in heat like that and be uncomfortable. Sign up today and take advantage of the CNC Heating and Air Conditioning Spring Savings. Here's what you get. An AC tune-up for only $99 for one of their top-rated certified technicians. Or if you need a new system, you can get a new high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning system with monthly payments for as low as $129. CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, Michigan's best locally-owned residential heating and cooling company, because they put you first, as anybody should. Their motto, service today, install tomorrow. So make sure you don't get stuck in the heat. As things start to warm up, sign up today for that $99 AC tune-up special from CNC Heating, or call 586-439-3319. That's 586-439-3319, or visit cncheat.com. That's cncheat.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.